Hi, this week the question is, should churches use gimmicks to attract people? The fashionable thing for churches to do today in order to attract people is to use some sort of a gimmick which has nothing to do with the Bible. When I lived in Georgia, I would drive down the roads near my house, and here are some things that I would see in my neighborhood. One church was selling pumpkins. When it's not selling pumpkins in the fall, then it has, from time to time, a blow-up jungle gym for the kids to play on. Another church had a daycare center for children and advertises Mother's Day out, and it gives mothers a break, you see. This gimmick attracts people to come to that church. There's another church in the area that had a coffee bar, and as you walked in, you stop off, you get a gourmet cup of hot, steaming coffee. And you take that into the auditorium with you as you sit down to be entertained with an exciting service. A service complete with strobe lights, movie screens, energetic music, and performances. The services of that church were advertised as caffeinated services. There was another church that sent out an advertisement to my house, and it said two great reasons to visit Graceway this fall. Well, you know, that caught my attention right away because I thought the advertisement would be presenting scriptures. In other words, I thought this church would be using Bible passages to show me two good reasons why I should consider attending their services. But to my surprise, there were no scriptures used at all. None. Instead, the first great reason given to encourage me to come to Graceway was October's mission focus. And several sermons were going to be presented supposedly discussing the who, what, where, and why and how of modern missions. The second great reason given for me to come to Graceway was called the Fall Fling, and that was advertised as family fun, featuring lots of games, food, and candy, all in capital letters. Now here's the question that I'm asking on Bible Talk this week, and that is it right for churches to use such gimmicks to attract people to their organizations? If Jesus and the apostles were alive on the earth today, would they use coffee bars, caffeinated music, drama plays, games, food, and candy to attract people? Or would they just preach the words of God? What would Jesus do? That's the question that I'm asking. Well, I invite your attention to John chapter 6. In this chapter, Jesus was preaching for so long, the hour began to grow so late in the day, the apostles wanted to send the multitudes away. Jesus realized the multitudes needed some food to eat. But the place where they were at was a deserted place, and there was no food available except 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Well, Jesus took these food items and performed a miracle, and with these few loaves and fish, Jesus fed over 5,000 people. The next day, this multitude found Jesus, and they wanted to follow him some more. And here's what Jesus said to them in John 6, verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled." Jesus is here accusing the multitudes of following after him because they received free food. He also said that they were not following him because they were convinced that it was the right thing to do. Jesus refused to feed them any more food. Listen to what happened in John 6, verse 66. "From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more." In other words, when the free food was not offered anymore, why, the multitudes stopped following Jesus. This is why gimmicks should not be used by churches to attract people. Gimmicks will certainly work if the object is to get a large group of people together. But the responsibility of the church is to be the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15, not just attract people together. In John 6, it demonstrates that when free food is cut off, the multitudes go away. When the gimmicks stop, so will the people stop coming. If only the truth of the gospel is preached, multitudes will not be coming. Jesus said in John 3, verses 19 and 20, "This is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." The Apostle Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 and 2. "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In other words, neither Paul nor any of the other apostles used gimmicks to attract people. They merely preached the gospel, the truth. If people wanted the truth, the apostles had it. If they wanted entertainment or free food, well, they'll have to go somewhere else. The fact of the matter is, not one single person is converted by gimmicks. Neither Jesus nor the apostles used gimmicks to attract people. They merely preached the truth. It's a waste of the church's resources to use gimmicks to attract worldly people who will leave anyway when the gimmick has ceased. People who are attracted by gimmicks are not the sort of people who will obey the Lord and be faithful until death. Revelation 2 verse 10. On the other hand, those who are attracted by the truth will come hear the truth whether there's a gimmick offered or not. Why? Because they're interested in the truth. In John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Since the truth is what makes men free, the church should focus its attention on offering the truth of the Scriptures to the world, not gimmicks. Games, food, coffee bars, candy, caffeinated music, and drama plays never saved anyone. The truth, on the other hand, sets men free from sin. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. I invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.